Avery knew the people in the convoy had headed into the vineyards to stay off the roads. This late in the summer, the soil in the vineyards was dried out and hard-packed, so they should have been able to make good time and stay out of sight. But he also knew Ponder wouldn't have called him down unless there was a problem. "Max tracking two dropships," Ponder said. "Same ones they used in the gardens."
"Balls,"
Byrne spat. "Take a hog, see what you can do." The captain winced as he craned his neck to glance at the shuffling crowd. "But you gotta be quick. One more container and we're done."
"Any sign of Jenkins' folks?" Avery asked.
Again, Ponder looked to Mac. The AI wasn't just greeting people to be friendly. From cameras in his holo projectors and others around the terminal, he had been scanning faces and checking them against Harvest's census database. Mac shook his head.
"No."
"Let's hope they're in that convoy," Ponder said, as the echo of another plasma strike rolled across the depot, much louder than before.
"We gotta move out, even if they're not."
Less than a minute later, Avery and Byrne were driving another of the militia's warthogs west along the main street. Avery was behind the wheel. Byrne manned the vehicle's M41 light anti-aircraft gun, LAAG, a triple-barreled rotary machine gun mounted on a swiveling turret in the vehicle's cargo bed. The LAAG was the most powerful weapon in the militia's arsenal and would have been more than sufficient for any internal security operations. But Avery had no idea how it would stack up against the alien dropship's turrets. He hung a sharp right onto a northbound avenue, following a waypoint Mac had beamed to a map in the vehicle's dashboard display. A few more blocks, and they were in the warehouse district, their view limited by the height of the metal buildings. Avery made one more turn onto a westward avenue that led to the edge of town and brought the warthog to a squealing stop. One of the dropships hung low above the vineyards, its turret firing away from Avery into the rows. Closer in, a dusty hauler and sedan sat burning on a strip of red dirt between the vineyards and the town. Both vehicles' doors were open, evidence that their occupants had at least tried to run. But they hadn't made it very far. A line of smoldering corpses lay flopped in the dirt where the turret had cut them down. Avery saw something emerge from the hauler's freight container. It glimmered in the fiery smoke shooting from the hauler's engine, and Avery knew it was the gold-armored alien even before it stepped clearly into view, hammer slung across its back. The creature held a suitcase in one of its paws and a body in the other. Avery watched the creature dump both its prizes on the ground, bend down, and tear the suitcase open with its claws. Not yet alerted to the Marine's presence, it carefully sorted through the jumbled clothes.
"We're too late," Byrne hissed.
"No."
Avery saw the body move, a slender man with thinning hair who screamed as the gold-armored alien caught him around the neck.
"Got a survivor."
Byrne braced himself against the LAAG.
"Make that son of a bitch stand up."
Avery punched the warthog's horn. He didn't let up until the commanding honk cut through the groan of the dropship's anti-grav units. When the alien rose to face the sound, Byrne let him have it. Blue sparks burst from the alien's energy shields as the LAAG's 12.7mm rounds drove home. The creature staggered backward, and for a moment, Avery thought Byrne's sustained fire would cut it down. But just as its knees looked set to buckle, the alien rolled sideways behind the sedan. Just then the dropship swung round, insects buzzing from its bays. Avery held steady and let Byrne rake the scattering swarm, but then he saw a vaulting flash of gold.
"Hang on,"
Avery shouted, yanking the shift lever on the warthog's steering column into reverse and stomping the accelerator. But before the vehicle had moved more than a few meters backward, the gold-armored alien thundered onto the avenue, dropping its hammer with a mighty roar. The weapon crushed the front of the warthog's hood and sheared off its tow winch. The warthog's engine was unscathed, but the force of the alien strike popped the vehicle's rear wheels clean off the pavement.
"Roll!"
Byrne thundered, struggling to level the LAAG as the warthog bounced back onto his tires. But Avery had already changed gears, and now the vehicle surged forward, hitting the gold-armored alien in the chest and driving it backwards through the swarm. One insect flew into the windshield, cracking the glass and dying in an explosion of mustard-colored gore that covered Avery's shooting glasses. As Avery tossed his glasses aside, another bug toppled over the first, clawed limbs flailing and slammed into the tapered, armored plates that bracketed the LAAG's barrel.
"Bugger off!"
Byrne yelled at the insect as it tumbled past. The creature raked its claws, managing to cut the staff sergeant's arm. Even though it was a shallow wound, it made Byrne angrier than he already was. He swung the turret around and hit the insect with an extended burst. But they were through the swarm now, and as the surviving bug slowed in an effort to circle back, Byrne gladly distributed his fury. The warthog came to another abrupt halt, an impact that was so violent it snapped Avery's chin into his chest and loosed the insect from the shattered windshield. But the crash was intentional. Avery had driven the warthog right into the sedan, pinning the gold-armored alien in between. The creature roared with pain. It had dropped its hammer, and now its only weapons were its gauntleted paws, which had proceeded to clang against the warthog's crumpled hood like clappers in a pair of church bells.